Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we talk about tackle trays versus tackle boxes. In this episode, we'll go over the good things and the bad things of both tackle trays and tackle boxes to hopefully help you guys decide whether or not you should use a tackle box or a tackle tray. Hey everybody, I'm super excited to be recording the 55th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, like I said in the introduction, we'll be talking about tackle trays versus tackle boxes. Before I start the show, I've gotten to fish, I think, once since I last recorded an episode for the podcast. I only got one tiny catfish. It was only like 2 pounds, 1 ounce or something like that. So pretty tiny fish. But a guy was fishing on the dock next to us. All of a sudden his rod just started it fell over and it was bending like crazy. He got the fish in, holds it, grabs it by the mouth, holds it up, and he didn't even want to weigh it. It was 8 to 10 pounds. It was in that 8 to 10 pound range. He called it a tiny fish, and then he just tossed it back in the water. So apparently there are much bigger fish in the rivers that I fished than I thought there were. Cause if that was a tiny fish, then I don't know what a big fish would be. So, and then for lure of the week, I had some good luck yesterday, fishing a Ned rig. I got one tiny bass. Other than that, I got to fish twice since I last recorded an episode. Mostly what we were catching over the past few weeks has been tiny sunfish on night crawlers. But if you want to use night crawlers, that's totally fine. That's what we were using. But if you do want to use a lure, I would probably use a Ned rig. That's what worked for us last week, and that's what I'm guessing is going to work for this week as well. So I'll get into the main part of the episode here. So I'll just go over first the good things about tackle trays and tackle boxes. So I'll start with tackle boxes. Tackle boxes are just much more open, much better for if you're a beginner and you're not sure you want to, you're going to stick with fishing. It's just a good thing to start off with, because you can get one with some tackle that has some tackle with it for literally $10. Just really cheap Flambeau, one fold out tray, just one of those fold out trays. It'll be $10 or $15 maybe, and that'll have some lures in it, that'll have some hooks, just enough. It won't come with the rod usually, but just enough to get you actually started fishing. So also if you are really into fishing, you know you want to stick with fishing and you don't have a whole lot of tackle, tackle boxes are a great thing to carry, because you can just open your tackle box. I'll open mine right now. And you can just have all your stuff laid out right there, ready to go. All your lures are already there. Whereas in a tackle tray, you'd have to go through wherever you're keeping all the tackle trays, find the right tackle tray, open it up, and then get your lure out. But here you have all the stuff ready. You have your scale, your measuring tape, all your lures, all your hooks, all that stuff would already be ready to go in a tackle box. So those are some of the good things about tackle boxes. Tackle boxes and tackle trays are both very durable. Usually the brands that you're going to get from both of these are going to be very durable. So that's for tackle boxes. Next up for tackle trays. Tackle trays are just all around more organized. In a tackle box, how I put it, I would transport it on my bike and it would just be going in my crate sideways. And all the stuff would just I would open it back up and my lures would be at the bottom of the box. My hooks would all be, spread out through the entire box. Whereas when I started biking, they were all in one specific container. But in tackle trays, usually no matter how much you shake them up, your lures and your hooks are not going to transfer compartments, while you're moving. Usually some of the cheaper ones do have gaps between the lid when you close it and the dividers, but generally you're not going to have that issue. Tackle trays are also much more expandable. So like if you get a tackle box and you fill up that tackle box, you need to buy a whole nother tackle box, like a whole nother bigger tackle box to fill all your stuff in it. Or you could buy another tiny tackle box and just bring two, which is not going to be very fun. It'd be much, much better to just have to carry one giant tackle box with you. And that's what I had to do like three times. I've gotten three new tackle boxes, all of which I had finally had too much tackle to carry with me. And then I switched to tackle trays. I'm very happy with it. But a tackle tray, you can like start off, it might be kind of expensive to fit all your tackle into them, but then that's all your tackle fit into those tackle trays. And then if you ever get enough tackle to fit another tackle tray, you can just buy another $4 tackle tray, and you'll be good for probably a long time before you have to get another one. Whereas, like I said, with the tackle box, you would have to get a whole nother tackle box to fit all of the stuff at once. So that is the good things about tackle trays. Now getting into some of the bad things about both of these. So starting off with tackle boxes, much less organized, obviously, like I said. You put it in upside down, you shake it up, the stuff's going to get transferred through all the different compartments. It's very, very annoying. Not fun if you have to, it's not fun to spend your time that you could be fishing reorganizing your entire tackle box. So that's some of the bad things about tackle boxes. Other than that, there's not a whole lot. They are bigger, they're harder to carry, harder to store, unless you have like 15 tackle trays like I do. The tackle boxes are just like harder to store in places. Tackle trays, some of the bad things about them, if you get the less expensive ones and you shake it up, the stuff could transfer. And then also sometimes if you drop cheaper tackle trays, they'll pop open. Whereas like I've dropped my tackle box many times and it's never popped open. Because since they're bigger, you can just have better latches on them. Generally, though, with the tackle trays, like the tackle trays that I have some nicer ones, but I also have some like a couple really cheap ones. The cheap ones have popped open before, but the nicer ones, like the Flambeau ones, they don't. Like I've never had problems with them with dropping them and them popping open. So other good things about tackle. A couple other good things I just thought of about tackle trays. Is that you can get them much more specialized in a tackle box. Like the most specialized thing for like certain types of lures that you're going to get in a tackle box is having a spinnerbait rack on the inside. Other than that, it's just going to be empty compartments that you can make dividers for sometimes. For a tackle tray, you could get a crankbait tackle tray. You could get a jig tackle tray. You could get a spinnerbait tackle tray. You can get much more specialized with them. If you're like a bass fisherman, you have a ton of lures you're bringing with you. You could get like a jig box from Plano or like a Bass Mafia, like a Crank and Coffin. There will be more, like any specialized box like that will be more expensive, but they're much more organized for that specific type of lure that you bought it for. And that is very nice. But like I said earlier, like a tackle tray, the most specialized thing you're going to find in it is sometimes a spinnerbait rack to put your spinnerbaits on. And usually you won't even have that. And if you do have that, if you're lucky enough to have your tackle box has that, then there won't usually be anything other than that that has specialized compartments for lures, for like crankbaits or for jigs or anything like that. Usually the only thing you're going to get in a tackle tray that's specialized is going to be a spinnerbait rack, like I said. So, also some good things about some other bad things about tackle trays. Like I said, some of the cheaper ones, you might have some trouble popping them open. But overall, I say tackle trays are definitely I'm very happy with how I organize my tackle trays right now. How I have my tackle tray set up. If I fill up one tackle tray, I can just buy another tackle tray, and then like just another cheap $4 or $5 Plano or Flambeau, and be good for like a long time. Whereas like I said earlier, with a tackle box, you'd have to buy a whole other tackle box, which as they get bigger, they do get much more expensive. The ones you start off with, like the really cheap ones, the $10 to $15 ones, are very tiny. But then like the most you can get some very big expensive tackle boxes. Like there are $50 or $60 tackle boxes, and you don't want to have to be getting a new tackle box every 6 months. That's a lot of money to spend after for getting a new tackle box every 6 months. So overall, like I said, I do like tackle trays better. If you're a beginner fisherman, tackle boxes is probably what you're gonna want to get. Yeah. So hopefully this helped you guys decide whether like if you want to get a tackle box or a tackle tray. And I'll see you guys next week.